Extra Time, written and read by Morris Glatzman.
Go easy, mutters Uncle Cliff. I agree. We both have faith in Aussie leg pins, but there are plenty of other parts of Matt that can get hurt. Matt doesn't go easy. He throws himself into tackles again and again. He's like a wallaby bouncing off a herd of elephants. Then another high cross comes in and lots of the boys jump for it, except half of them can't get off the ground because the other half are holding them, including Matt. I can't believe it. He's got two big fistfuls of another boy's shirt. Soon after, he turns somebody, jabbing his knee behind there so they drop to the ground. I feel a bit sick. But not as sick as I do a few minutes later when Matt goes sprawling after missing a big tackle. The Manchester United boy holds out a hand to help him up. Matt knocks it away. His angry face makes me want to cry. Mrs. Jarvis looks pretty upset too. Uncle Cliff looks bewildered. Why is he playing like this? Says Uncle Cliff. Maybe he's homesick. Have there been any signs? Has he been calling out the names of Australian TV shows in his sleep? I shake my head. But in a way, I realise, Uncle Cliff is right. It's not Aussie TV Matt's missing. It's something even more important. A thing he had every day on our patch of waste ground at home. The thing he doesn't have here, not even when we're winning 3-1. The thing that makes soccer worth playing. After the match, the trainers and coaches are delighted, and Matt's the player they make the most fuss of. I don't think it's just because we won. I think they like the way he played. When Matt comes over to us, he's got a big grin. They want me to play in the next match, he says. They want us to stay longer in England, at least another week. For a moment, I don't know what to say. Then I throw my arms round Matt to share his joyfulness. So does Mrs. Jarvis. I hug Uncle Cliff as well. Rock and roll, says Uncle Cliff. I'm over the moon about this. Actually, Cliff, says Mrs. Jarvis, if you were over the moon, the atmospheric vacuum would make your brains come out your ears. But she lets him hug her as well. Uncle Cliff is right. This is the moment when Matt's family should rejoice with him. But I can't get rid of a feeling deep in my guts. Something heavy and not good. An out-of-control cattle truck-type feeling. I take a big breath and try to ignore it. But I can't, because I know the awful truth. If Matt keeps playing like this and makes it through to the first team, it won't be his legs that are permanently damaged by top-level professional football in the first part of the 21st century. It'll be his gentle, loving heart.